Welcome to Aspire. I'm your host, Gregory Penn, and this Aspire podcast is being recorded and aired for the 16th of August, 2026. I'm very grateful you're here. I love getting these questions. I want to thank those of you who take the time to actually sit down and write out a question for me. I think that is very kind. The thought that I might provoke a question in you is very, very meaningful to me, very. I don't take it lightly. I try to keep the answers simple. I try to keep them concise, but not confuse you too much. So I hope I'm able to do that for you. That's my goal. Rex from Canada sent me an email. He said, how do I not miss my life? After listening to you, I realize I have. This is a big question, Rex, and it's not one that most people can fathom. They don't honestly get it. And the only way I can really answer it is to give you a quote from the Tao, and then to talk to you about motivation and all the other things that make life worth living. In the Tao, you will find anything and all things that pertain to spiritual awakening. So Lhotse says this, and if you understand this, you will never miss. The wise person sees and hears like a child. He sees what is in front of him, but does not judge nor condemn, does not discriminate. The trouble with most of us is we don't listen like a child. Now, this doesn't mean childish. The child, in the metaphor of the East, is someone who is kind, who is open, who is receptive, who isn't looking for an argument, looking for self-righteousness. They are someone who has the demeanor of a patience that we don't have. You have to live your life every day like you've never lived it. You live it like, oh, this is the first day of my life. That's the way a child would look at it. This is the first day of my entire life. I know nothing, and so I'm going to live it in its totality. What does that mean? I'll keep it in my category here, my ballpark. I live it without regard to what Gregory Edward thinks life should be. It isn't life that we are experiencing, Rex. People like to believe that. They like to think that the onslaught of events and circumstances and conditions all have to do with our fate and our destiny. And in a way, it does. But in many ways, it's more than that. They are the consequences. What you and I are facing day in and day out is the remnants of our consequences. Things that we have put into motion within us, into living, that has caused us to think that that is our life. And we do this over and over and over and over again. We never mature past it. We like to believe that there's a difference between life and ourselves, and we have nothing to do with how life reacts to the self. But it does. So if you really want to not miss, you're going to have to get beyond the things that bind you to your body, to your mind. This would be something you would have to understand through meditation. You could only experience it through a meditative mind, a mind no longer pitting one thought against another over and over and over again. And as long as you do that, pit one thought against another, think that this is right over this is wrong, or this is true over that is true, you will miss. You will miss everything that is important to the manner of the way that lives within you. So if I go into my meditation with a preconceived ideal or thought of myself, like I want this meditation to reveal to me what would be obvious to my intellect, my human heart, which is the seat of my ego. If I do that, then I miss. And I miss my entire life. There is no possible way of understanding the truth, the light that lives within me. There is none. There is nothing I can do. But when I go in, like Jesus said, suffer the little children to come unto me. He wasn't talking about bringing children to him. He was not talking about a childish mind that is egocentric. He wasn't talking about that at all. He was talking about an innocence, a deep, profound sense of innocence. And I'm sure you've lost your innocence. I'm positive of it, because most people have, or you wouldn't be asking me this question. You've lost your sense of innocence. So what do you do? How do you live with yourself with no innocence? That's the question. We become cunning. The more knowledge we have, the further away from the manner of the way we are. Knowledge is nothing more than intellectual bullshit. That's really all it is. But once you perceive beyond your intellect, and you're not there to satisfy your intellect, but to understand the beauty and the light that lives within, that's when something of the other shore can reach me and you. So when I'm no longer interested in the conclusions my thoughts will come to, and if you really look at it, all we're really doing in this world is living according to the thoughts we can grasp in our intellect that have a lot to do with the level of our discontent with the world, ourselves, and others. All we do is gather information and think in that gathering of information we found the way, the truth, and the light, and we haven't. Everything in this world is impermanent. Nothing stays the same. So if you sit within yourself and understand everything that I believe in, everything that I have thought was true or not true, it's going to melt away in impermanence one way or another. And once you understand that, really understand that, then you are fit for meditation. You are fit to sit within yourself and not contemplate, but self-realize. That's not something that most people think of. We live in self-preservation, not realization. So with that being said, all we can understand is what will preserve our body, our beliefs, our ideals. What can you live with? What can you live with? What thought? Do this, Rex. Consider, what is the only thought you can live with? What thought allows you to stay Rex? Just find that one thought. If you sit quietly enough, you will hear all sorts of thoughts, all sorts of things that will be thrown at you. But what you need to find out is the one thought that makes you believe in any of those thoughts. What is the one thought you can't live without? Just observe that. And if you do that, if you can do that, you will have answered your own question. And the way will be very obvious to you. The light will shine within your soul. You will recognize it. Much goodness will happen. Much kindness will happen. You will find your authentic heart. And you will never, ever, ever have to worry about what questions you may have about your life. It just won't matter. What will matter is you won't miss your life, because it is contained between one thought and another. It is the gap, the pause, the space between our thoughts. It is. And if I can do it, believe me, anybody can do it. Thank you for your kind comments too, Rex. And I hope I helped you. If I didn't, you know, I sent you my phone number. You can always call me. Thank you all for listening. I'll be back on the air next week. As always, please forgive me. Namaste.